Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, The Four Tops, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Velvets, The Supremes, Diana Ross, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Michael Jackson, and The Marvelettes. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature all Motown songs with an apostrophe in the title of the song.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see,
sister,
oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, right on. Everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Come on, talk to me, so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Ooh.
Right on, right on.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Cleo's Mood, and they reached number 50 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1966. Before that, the Four Tops and I'll Turn to Stone, number 76 from 1967. That was the B-side of the 45. The A-side was Seven Rooms of Gloom, did much better, reaching number 14 in that same year of 1967. And we started with Marvin Gaye and What's Going On, number 2 from 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, the Velvettes, a Motown memory's favorite artist, and he was really saying something. Well, the Velvettes were formed in 1961 by sisters Carolyn and Millie Gill, with cousins Bertha Barbie McNeil and Norma Barbie, and they were both from Flint, Michigan, on the Western Michigan University campus where they were students. The group signed to Motown Records, but they weren't given top priority, as other female vocal groups were attracting audiences and recording hits. While the group awaited their chance at stardom, they recorded background vocals for more established Motown groups, including the Marvelettes, Martha Vandellas, and the Supremes. Well, the Velvettes got their break in 1964 with the song coming up, Needle in a Haystack. It peaked at number 45 in the Billboard Hot 100 charts in mid-1964. The group recorded its follow-up, He Was Really Saying Something, and the Velvettes spent time on various Motown-sponsored tours as an opening act. Well, the Velvettes never recorded an album on the Motown record label, despite some success, because the members of the group began to disagree about the music they were recording. Half wanted to record more mature songs and thought the material was trite, while the other half didn't want to rock the boat so early in their career. The last Velvettes record was These Things Keep Me Loving You, which became their last American single, and they officially broke up in mid-1970. Well, here are the Velvettes. He Was Really Saying Something right here on Motown Man.
Hey, 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 I was walking down the street when this boy started following me.
Yeah.
Fallon.
Diana Ross with I'm Coming Out, number 5 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1980. Before that, The Supremes, the number 1 smash hit from 1966, You Keep Me Hanging On. And we started with The Velvettes, He Was Really Saying Something, number 64 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Glass Down the Pips, and You Need Love Like I Do, Don't You? Right here on Motown Memories.
Gonna give me
finds all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
You're the One, and that reached number 48 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966. Before that, Michael Jackson were Almost There, number 55 from 1975. And we started with Glass Nine, the Pips, and You Need Love Like I Do, Don't You, number 25 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1970. Well, this half hour featured all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. Coming after the break, more apostrophe Motown songs. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.